Well, praise the Lord. Father, we come to you this morning with hearts of rejoicing, with hurrahs, and with joy in our hearts, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord, for getting us up this morning, that we are breathing on our own, that we are moving about on our own, oh God. We thank you that you had your angels encamped around about us as we slept through the night. Now, Lord, we thank you that we have all come to this same buffet table, the Master's Call, to give you praise, to give you honor, to worship and adore you. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Robertson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Oh, God, we thank you for holding their hands and guiding them through these 9 years of this call, Lord. Now, Father, will you just throw back into them, oh, God, blessings. Tsunami blessings, favor, peace, joy, love, comfort, everything that they need. Father, and we thank you, oh God, for our mothers, for Mother Josie and Mother Blackwell, oh God, and Mother Oliver. We thank you, Lord, for keeping them and keeping them, oh God, in your way. Now, Lord, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. We thank you for our new callers, Lord, and that each one of us this morning will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered by the word of God. And, oh, my Father, we thank you for our speaker who is going to bring a word that we know is going to just be just what we need this morning. We thank you for already downloading your word, Lord, and for hiding the speaker behind the cross, oh God, and for just speaking through the speaker this morning. God, watch over them, keep them, and bless them, the speaker, in a mighty way. We give you praise, oh God, and we know that the only person who's not invited, the only ones, are Satan and his cohorts, because this call has been saturated by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we give you praise, oh God, and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name, the name that never, ever loses its power, the name that we are celebrating. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just have to know that I just really do love me some you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Minister Rosalyn, I believe that is?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, I'm learning your voice. Okay. God bless you, my sister.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Minister Willa, for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Wow. My name is Minister Rosalyn Peters, and I reside here in the DMV in Bowie, Maryland, and I want to let you know how this call has gotten started. October 2010, our two amazing leaders, co-founders, Pastor P.K. Robert Patton and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, founded on Scripture, Psalms 88:13. But to you I cried, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. God gave the mandate and the mission, and our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We do have a website, www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And the theme for this year, a 2019 God's Hand of Justice, Integrity, and Truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. If you are led, felt led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request and or praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Pastor Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. We were knitted together by a phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family some over 30 years ago. We are now Artist Life with great products to help the world become happier. The new morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday. That's right after this call, a team of great leaders are given vital information on the benefits of this wonderful product. And today we do have Presidential Tuesday. And the number to dial on that call is 712-770-405-005. The number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. The bypass for that number is 716-293-9707. So I'm going to get out the way. I tell you, we have a great speaker lined up for today. Today we have Evangelist Wanda Walker. She's a born-again believer, and she attended Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church under the pastor Jerome Lowry, and she became an evangelist, and she realized that the Lord had a plan for her. And 3 years later, the Lord led her to the Monument of Faith Evangelist Church under the late Apostle Richard Hinton in Chicago, Illinois. Evangelist received her ministerial license and later was ordained. God called her to preach, teach, and help hurting people. Throughout her ministry, she served in women's ministries, assisted Sunday school teachers, and financial secretaries. She has ministered in various churches and annual revivals in Gary, Indiana. She resides in Chicago with her husband, and together they are blessed with three children, three grandchildren, three great-great-grandchildren. Evangelist Wanda is alumni of JBS and also an Artist Life distributor. I'm going to get out the way and introduce you to some, present to others, Evangelist Minister Walker. Are you there? Are you there?
Minister Rosalyn?
Yes.
God bless you. Thank you so much. And thank you for the praise and worship. I had to put myself on mute because I say, Lord, I'll be drowning her out. The song was just such a blessing to me. You are a blessed woman of God. Thank you so much. Hello? Could you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you so much. Also, for hosting, thank you, Minister Willa, for greeting us. And God bless you. Thank the Lord for Pastor V and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank you, Patton. Thank you so much. God bless all of you. Father God, in Jesus' name, just have your way. I decrease, but you increase. I love you. I need you. Amen. I thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for the founders of this call, this opportunity to come before you all. Now, I am going to start, speak this word, and it's on wait. It's called wait, wait, and just wait. God is so, so good and so worthy to be praised. Let us go to the scriptures, and we're going to start with Job 14 and 14. And it reads, if a man die, shall he live again? Job said, and all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. And let us go now to Psalms 27 and 14. And it says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Then we're going to go to Psalms 62 and verse 5. And it says, my soul, my mind, my will, my emotions, wait thou only upon God. For my expectation is from him. I'm expecting from him. Isaiah 40, 31. And you know what that says? Isaiah 40 and 31 reads, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And the last scripture is Habakkuk 2 and verse 3. And it reads, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So you know it's about wait. What does wait mean? It means to stop doing something or stay until someone comes or something happens. To look forward to, be expecting, or ready. To be left undone, to be put off. Wait. You know, God is so good because sometimes, you know, I would get impatient. I say, I believe God to do one thing, but then it seemed like it's taken so long to come. But I said what Job said. I said, in all my appointed time, I'm going to wait on my change. Sometimes it would be tears streaming down my eyes. But I say, I know a change is going to come. It's not going to always look like it look. It's not going to always be the way that it is. A change is going to come no matter how it looks. And then sometimes, you know, I would say, Lord, I need some strength, because I would get weak along the way because it seemed like it never was going to happen what I was believing God for. It seemed like it was just obsolete. But God, he said, wait on me. Wait on the Lord. He said, be a good courage, Wanda. I'm going to strengthen your heart because you need some strength now. You're getting weak along the way. Your eyes is focused on something else. You done took your eyes off of waiting and believing me. Put your eyes back on me. You need a little strength. So he came and he strengthened me. And he let me know, Wanda, it's going to be all right. It's going to come to pass. And then he said in Psalms, wait with expectation I'm waiting. My soul, my mind, my will is waiting. I'm expecting God to move. And I got that strength. And I say, I expect him. He's going to do it no matter what. He's going to do it no matter what it looked like. He's going to do it. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm waiting on you, Lord. I'm looking to you. And, you know, the Lord said, a change is going to come, Wanda. It's going to come. It's going to happen. Wait. And sometimes, you know, I would be so impatient. But I thank God for especially Pastor V and Dr. P.K. Roberts, because in the midst of me waiting, and sometimes I was leaning to the left and to the right, but I thank God because they kept praying. And my TMC family kept praying for my mother, my sister, my family. Well, I'm here to tell you that because I waited, although I was leaning to the left and sometimes I was weak, I needed some strength. But God, hallelujah, he came through. I'm here to tell you that me and my sister is building a relationship. My mother and I are going to spend some time together. My mother will be spending nights with me this month. Hallelujah. When the enemy tried to keep us separated. But you know what? I kept holding on. It took years. It's been a long time, and the TMC family knows it. But I thank God because he said, wait, wait on me, Wanda. He said, a change is going to come. Just hold on. Keep the faith. I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. I'm true to my word. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Walk in the straight and narrow, Wanda. I'm going to do it for you. Hold on. A change is coming. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't faint. I got you, Wanda. I'm going to do it. Just keep trusting and believing in me, knowing that I got you, knowing that my word is true. Wait on me. Be of good courage. I'm going to strengthen your heart. You are a little weak along the way, but I'm going to strengthen you. Help is on the way. Continue to believe me. Continue to trust in me. Continue to wait on me. He said, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. I'm here to tell you, whatever you're waiting for, it might take years. It might take months. But hallelujah, God loves families, and he brings families together. The devil hates families. He hates for you to come together. But hold on. Trust God. Believe God. Wait on him. I'm here to tell you that whatever the devil said to you, don't believe him. Know that, hallelujah, God's going to do it. He's going to do what he said he's going to do. He said he loved families. He loved families. He loved families. We are family. We have spiritual family. We have natural family. Some of us have double portions. We have the natural and the spiritual. So, hallelujah, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how long you've been waiting. Continue to wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He going to strengthen your heart. Mount up like that winged of eagles. Hallelujah. He going to renew your strength. You going to run and not be weary. Hallelujah. You going to walk and not faint. It's your time. It's your turn. Write the vision. Make it plain. Though it tarry, wait on it. I'm here to tell you, it's coming to pass. You believe in God. You've been waiting, God, for God to move on your finances. Well, I'm here to tell you, wait on them, because it's going to come to pass. You believe in God for your family. Wait on them. It's coming to pass. You believe in God for a husband. You believe in God for a wife. Wait on them. It's coming to pass. I don't care how long it takes. Just wait on them. Just wait on them. Know that it shall happen. Know that it will come to pass. 2020 is going to be a year that we'll never forget. Oh, God, we've been waiting for this change. We've been waiting. And I tell you, glory be to God. I've got some more things I'm waiting on. But guess what? He has strengthened me now. So I will not lean to the left. I will not lean to the right. But I will walk in the straight and narrow. I will wait on the Lord. And I'm going to be of good courage. Because I know it's going to come to pass. So wait on the Lord. But they that wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. He going to renew your strength, I promise you, because he has renewed my strength. They shall run. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Glory be to God. Wait on God. Wait on him. Wait on him. And know that his word is true. God bless you all. I love you all. And the best is yet to come for us. Host, are you there? Host? Hello? Hello?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I was muted, but God is good. Wow, wow, wow. Minister Wanda, what a profound word this morning you told us about waiting on the Lord. No matter what happens, no matter how long, you said, be of good courage. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask you to come back and close with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray over our prayer requests. Father God, we just thank you. Thank you for this day. We thank you for us being able to see, hear, touch, feel, and walk this morning. Ask you, oh God, that you would just send a special prayer to our minister this morning, that you will give her all that she needs to continue as she prayed to us or talked to us about waiting on you and how it looks, and we don't pay attention to how it looks. We just ask that you would just pour virtue back into her this morning. We just ask that you would just be with her. We ask that you would be with our founders and co-founders of this call, Pastor P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. We ask that you would just bring a hedge of protection over them as they continue in this ministry. I thank you for their life. I thank you for the strength in this TMC family. Oh, God, I ask that you even bless them as we move forward with our new 2020 mission, oh, God. We ask that you would be with the families that are traveling, our sickness, people that are sick. We ask that you would be with our bereaved family. Our Cynthia Cox has an uncle that has passed. We ask that you would give her strength and the family strength to carry on, oh God. We ask that you would be with this family, the TMC family. Give us all we need to continue in this mission of this company, of this master's call. And we if to hear, in Jesus' name I do pray. To hear the playback of this powerful message, the number to dial is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085 with the PIN 957-677#. And today, the New Morning Motivational Call, today is Tuesday, and Constance Kennedy is our host for the morning motivational call. And I want to thank our minister, Willa for opening us up with our greeter, and also our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, who was assisted for greeting everyone and opening up the call this morning. We just ask that you would continue to be with us. Thank you again for that powerful message, Wanda, and we want you to close us out with the benediction.
God bless you, Minister Roslyn, and the TMC family. I love you all, and wait on them. I waited almost 5 years, but God has brought it to pass. I love you all. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Go out and have a blessed day. Bye now.